here's a story from The World.
Under a new law in Spain, tens of thousands of long-abandoned mass graves are slated to be dug up. The unmarked sites are a legacy of Spain's civil war and the brutal dictatorship that followed. We're talking a half century of conflict and repression that ended in 1975. Few of the bodies of people killed during that time have been recovered. That's because the Spanish government chose to leave the dead where they lay and move on from that tragic history. But the so-called Pact of Forgetting has been unraveling in recent years as victims' families seek answers and closure. Jerry Haddon reports from northeast Spain.
Standing by a series of unmarked graves on a hill near the Ebro River, Jessica Flores grieves for a man she never knew, her grandfather, Andreu Flores.
Desconegut perquè no ni el seu fill, que era el meu pare, no el va conèixer.
He was a stranger, she says. Not even his own son, my father, knew him. All we have are a couple of photos of him with our grandmother. She almost never spoke of him, she says, except to say that she loved him so much. Yet Andreu, born in 1908, has occupied a spot at the very center of the Flores family for decades. It was a taboo subject, Jessica says, because my grandmother remarried. All we knew was that we had a grandfather who'd been killed in the Civil War. But as to where, she says, we had no clue. But in 2018, Jessica's aging father submitted his DNA to a new regional database of war victims. This year, there was a match. Andreu's remains were among 177 victims buried here behind an old stone house used as a field hospital. It was the summer of 1938. Andreu died of a head wound in one of the war's bloodiest clashes, the Battle of the Ebro.
When es produeix la coincidència...
The match to Andreu and one other were celebrated here this summer at a commemoration. For decades under the dictator General Francisco Franco, this was illegal. But then in 2007, decades after Spain had become a democracy, the government said, wait, most of Franco supporters were returned to their families and buried. This forgetting has been imposed on the losers.
Principios comunes como el reconocimiento de la dignidad de las personas.
In 2007, Spain passed the Historic Memory Law. Socialist Vice Prime Minister Maria Teresa Fernandez said at the time Spaniards share common values, such as recognizing the dignity of all people. The new law, she said, supports this by establishing new rights. Those rights included permission to dig up your dead. The catch, though, you had to do it yourself. The government offered some funding, but that was it. Now, the Spanish government is going further. Its new Democratic Memory Law makes the government responsible for exhumations. Spain's political right is furious.
Que hoy el Partido Socialista de Sánchez va a aprobar la memoria, o la ley de la desmemoria.
Today, the government is passing a false history law, said Iván Espinosa of the far-right party Vox. Vox is the third largest party in Spain's parliament. Espinosa said the new law is another attempt to divide Spaniards. He said it would dynamite the pact that allowed for Spain's democratic transition back in 1975. Much of Spain's political fighting now is about how the country's past is remembered. Under the new law, Franco's former regime has been declared retroactively illegal. Anyone caught exalting the dictator could face a fine. But the law looks past Franco as well, investigating state-sponsored crimes committed after Spain's first democratic elections. Still, what's drawn the most attention with the new Democratic Memory Law are the unmarked graves waiting to be exhumed, tens of thousands of them, like Andreu Flores's near the Ebro River. The process is still fairly new, so when Jessica Flores got the call this year saying her grandfather had been ID'd, she was incredulous. But more than anything, she says, I felt joy. Joy that we'll have his remains, that we'll be able to lay flowers, knowing where he is. That is, in a cemetery near Jessica's father, who gave his DNA but died before the match came through. And next to Jessica's grandmother, the woman who would only ever say that she'd loved Andreu. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, near the Ebro River, northeast Spain.